Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Work. Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Countdown to kickoff is on the National Football League playoffs. And there's been some late night line movement once again. Anticipation building right now. We're nearly there. And you know what? They've spread it out this year. So we got 2 games Saturday, 3 games Sunday, and then 1 game on Monday night. So it's pretty cool. We're going to be covered on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Cincinnati are now laying 4.5 points. Something's got to give here. All right, the Raiders haven't won a playoff game in like 20 years. Cincinnati haven't won a playoff game in like, you know, since 1990. And Cincinnati are now laying 4.5 in this game. Joe Burrow versus Derek Carr, both of them making their first ever playoff start. Yet, ironically enough, Joe Burrow's actually played in bigger games. Matt Jones playing in his first playoff game. It's a lot of interesting stuff this week. Then it catches my eye is the fact that it's all the rematches. They're all rematches except for the Cowboys. Except for the Cowboys and the 49ers. So you get the Raiders and the Bengals. Cincinnati beat them earlier this year in Las Vegas. And people are really starting to buy into the Raiders as the week approaches. And I don't really understand fully why. And it's nothing derogatory against the Raiders. But it's more so that the Bengals are a better football team than they are. All right, they're a deeper football team. They have home field advantage. And they've got a special superstar quarterback. And, oh, yeah, they have, like, one of the best rookie wide receivers in the history of the National Football League as well. And, oh, yeah, they have a running back that scored 16 touchdowns this year in 16 games in Joe Mixon. So, to me, you know, listen, man, you look at what Joe Burrow brings to the table. He is just one of these quarterbacks. He's a special quarterback. And I think the Bengals have had a lot of good teams over the years. And they've fallen short in the playoffs for whatever reason. I think this is where it ends. They finally won a division again. Now this time they're going to finish it off. They're going to win. They're going to beat the Raiders. The Patriots and the Bills. Great stuff. Saturday night. It's going to be frigid, ice cold conditions. The total is 44 in this game. And, man, the more I look at this game and the more I think about it, I just keep coming back to, like, this game not going over the number. You know, you look at the Buffalo Bills, their team total is 24. Patriots team total is 20. And I'm not so sure the Patriots are going to get to 20 in this game. I think it's going to be a slugfest. It's going to be ice cold, man. It really is just going to be, you know, the ball as far as field goals are concerned and punting. The ball is going to be a rock. It's going to be hard to throw the ball down the field when it's that cold. And we say, well, it's not going to be that windy. Well, it's easy for us to say when you're sitting on your couch. It's going to be a nasty, you know, nasty cold night in Buffalo. But that's what the Bills supposedly want, right? Right, that's what the Bills are supposed to be built for, even though we know they're not. Yet they're going to win this football game. The five leg banger, the plus 336 special. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Marenzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Buster, but everybody else in between. We're breaking it down on a Wicked Wednesday. Russ Baxter is going to join us in a couple of moments. A lot of stuff to unpack. Of course, countdown to kickoff is on right now. We're tracking the line movement. Props are starting to be posted for these games. And we're going to break down all of the props and all the lines throughout the week. We've got a ton of guests coming up. We want to get as many different opinions as we can. But we'll get back to the National Football League. Of course, busy night in the association tonight. The Brooklyn Nets rolled into Chicago. Absolutely smashed the Bulls. This basketball game was like 71-71. It ended up being 138-112. It was a high total at 238, but it ends up going over the number late. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Lakers lose to Sacramento. Sactown just played these guys tough. Utah, by their standards, struggling right now. But, of course, they didn't have Whiteside. They didn't have Gobert. Cleveland get it done. We do cash a ticket with Cleveland. We hit with the over in the Brooklyn game. We doubled up on the Brooklyn over. We lose picking the Bulls. And I swear, man, the Lakers, they did it to me again. I thought this could be a spot that the Lakers could step up and win a basketball game. But instead of ripping them, I'm going to rip myself. I'm not going to say that the Lakers blow. I'm going to say that I blow. It's my fault, not their fault. I'm the one that took them. All right, we cashed a ticket. Charlotte. Big win for Charlotte tonight. Philadelphia, another team. You know, Philadelphia will win games. But, you know, really, do you ultimately believe in them when it's all said and done? So, listen, all this basketball's cool and stuff, but it's time to start clicking. It's time to start putting our future bets in. Russ Baxter's going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on the National Football League card. Six games, five of them are rematches this week. Dallas and San Francisco are the only teams that didn't play each other. So, the Raiders lost to the Bengals. The Patriots and the Bills split this year. The Buccaneers beat the Eagles, but if you recall, the Eagles actually hung around on that Thursday nighter. Pittsburgh got smashed by Kansas City, and we'll get into Arizona and the Los Angeles Rams, in which the number has come down to 3.5 right now. Some key numbers as far as teasers are concerned are suddenly in play. The Late Night Anger Management Class, Russ Baxter, joins us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The late night anger match will class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're breaking it down. Sirius XM channel 159, a mightier 1090 ESPN radio. Let's do this thing on the Sports Grid radio networks. Let's talk football with one of our favorite guests, a writer, historian. You can find him over at Fansided, NFL Spin Zone, at Full Press NFL. I really enjoy all the numbers and data over there. It's a Full Press NFL. Let's bring in Bax football guru, Russell S. Baxter. Russell, always a pleasure, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Gabe. Happy New Year, and here we go. Craziness, that 7 new teams in the playoffs from a year ago, 7 teams that were in the playoffs aren't there this year. And, it's really been a year of teams out of nowhere, not so much preseason pick-wise, but, you know, teams getting off to lousy starts and bad starts and rallying and so on. Just for what it's worth, there are 3 teams in the playoffs that finished last a year ago: Philadelphia, Cincinnati, and San Francisco.
The worst to first thing, so it actually happened again, right, with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati won the division.
So, you know what sticks out to me, Russ, about this is how many – so there's 6 games and 5 of them are rematches.
Yeah, and you got the divisional where the teams split. In fact, in both instances, Arizona and Los Angeles and Buffalo and New England, the road team won every time.
Interesting dynamics. Each game has a storyline. So for the record, San Francisco and Dallas, those are the only teams that haven't played this year. So let's start off with the Raiders and the Bengals, because the first thing I sort of, when I see, you know, just playoff matchups, this is off the top of my head, I was like, you know, I don't, Bengals, Raiders, and then I thought of the Bo Jackson game. And I was actually in Los Angeles at the time, and I didn't go because I think the Bills were on TV later. It was the old days, guys. There's no cell phones and internet and all that, right? So I was like, nah, I'm going to stay home and I'm going to watch these games today. But that's the last time the Bengals and the Raiders played in a playoff game. Going back to 1991, and that was Bo Jackson's last football game in the National Football League.
Yeah, and it was the start of the Bengals' woes in the playoffs. The week before, they beat the Houston Oilers at old, I'm trying to think if it was Riverfront Stadium.
Riverfront, yeah.
1990. That's the last time the Bengals won a
sweet jerseys. I have a Warren Moon old school blue. I can't. You know, I swear to God, I've worn that in a lot of different cities. Not one person has ever told me I hate Warren Moon. I hate that jersey. People say that's the coolest jersey ever.
But here's one that'll really make you laugh. Warren Moon did not play in that playoff game for the Oilers. He was hurt. It was a young man named Cody Carlson.
Wow, Cody Carlson.
Cody Carlson, the Bengals won 41-14, I believe, was the final score. Then they went to the Coliseum, and, you know, Bo Jackson, the Raiders won. Then the Raiders went to Buffalo and got their doors blown off.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the week before, that's right. The Bills played Dan Marino and the Dolphins. It's all coming back together to me right now. It's all coming back. Man, love going old school. So Raiders, what a story, actually. Like, did you think, you know, the interim coach, guy comes in midseason, first time in, what, like 60 years, that a guy that takes over a team makes the playoffs, an incredible football game on Sunday night against the Chargers. The betting market is believing in the Raiders, hanging around in this football game. What's your take? What's your opinion on, and also the Bengals angle that haven't won a playoff game since 1990?
Well, it's funny. The Bengals haven't won a playoff game since 1990, as we just said. The Raiders haven't won a playoff game since they beat the Titans in the 2002 AFC title game.
My God, I didn't realize that either. I know they hadn't been in the playoffs since 2017, and that was the game the Carr didn't play. It was Connor Cook.
Right, wow. Right. 2016 at Houston.
So something's got to give. Something's got to give here, right?
Well, you would think so. And I also like to remind people that Cincinnati went into Las Vegas and pasted the Raiders earlier this year in Week 11.
Yeah.
So. And no, it wasn't so much about the interim head coach. The thing I saw with the Raiders is the thing that's been a concern with them. Even the year they made the playoffs, Gabe, in 2016, you know, it's hard to have a bad defense when you had the defensive player of the year. In 2016, they had Khalil Mack. He won the award, and yet their defense was awful. So, it's played better. It's been a little more opportunistic as of late. It's come up with timely plays. Derek Carr's been terrific. I think that win at Indianapolis said a lot for where the franchise has been and so on. But, I mean, they're another team. What they were 6-7 and won, what, their last four games, and all of a sudden they're 10-7 and they're in. So a lot of new blood, a lot of fresh blood. It's going to be fun to see. Bo, you got a young quarterback. It's funny. You've got a guy who's been in the league 2 years. And a guy who's been in the league, what, 14, 15, 8 years. And both are making their first playoff start.
And I don't have any concerns about Joe Burrow and nerves in his first playoff start. I mean, I think he's Joe Camel, he's Joe Smooth. The kid's played in a national championship game. Would you agree with that take, or are there concerns? Because generally, rookie quarterbacks, or I shouldn't say rookies, but it's hard to win in your first playoff go-around, isn't it, historically?
The win-loss records on that go. But it's funny you said that, because think about it. Joe Burrow has actually played in a postseason game. Okay?
Yeah, he's played in bigger games. Yeah, he went to LSU. He didn't go to Fresno. You know what I'm saying?
As you mentioned, okay? So he actually, you know, it's like, you know, some of these young quarterbacks that get drafted high, because we have a four-game round robin, you know, they actually experience not NFL postseason football, but they experience postseason football, where they're away from their team for a while, longer than these teams, like, who get off weeks, like the case will be with Green Bay and Tennessee and so on. So, no, nerves doesn't seem to be the problem. Keeping him out of harm's way against the pass rush of the Raiders, that's probably the biggest issue for them. But, I mean, the Raiders' defense is going to – to me, this is a complete toss-up, this game. And like I said, someone's going to win a postseason game for the first time in a long time.
Russ Baxter with us. So, speaking of the first time in a long time, the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots, they play twice a year every year, obviously, but they played once going back to 1963. So this is technically their second playoff game in their series history. But there's no love lost between these two teams. There's no love lost between the city of Buffalo and the New England Patriots. And, of course, the Patriots have just dominated this division. And here we are, Saturday night, frigid conditions. It's old school, Russ. It's old school, isn't it? I mean, global warming, climate change, whatever you want to call it. I mean, look, we've had warm weather playoff games. You see fans in T-shirts, right, in the playoffs now. This is old school, cold weather, Buffalo. Wind's not going to be a massive factor, but it is going to be frigid.
Yeah, and both teams are used to that. Listen, I mean, it was 20 years. Now it's 20 years ago that the Patriots won their first Super Bowl. And it started with the snow, you know, the Tuck Rule game and so on. So, And listen, we saw
them in their snow. I always remember, Russ. I didn't get a laugh out of it. Remember the guy on the weekend prison pass, the work release, and he came out and he cleared the path for the New England Patriots field goal kicker.
Yeah. By the way, that young man's name was Mark Henderson.
Oh, see, I can't put anything past Russ. Yeah, amazing.
1982, they beat the Dolphins 3-0. The snowplow. It's snowplow game. It's funny how we just have so many names for these different. Immaculate reception, the hands of sea of hands, and all that.
It's the immaculate reception. It's almost the immaculate season for the Pittsburgh Steelers that they're in the playoffs right now, actually. Listen, Russ, we're up against it. Time has flown by, so let's bang off a couple more. I want to throw a couple more games at you, but in like 30 seconds here, who do you like in the Bills and the Patriots in the third, the rubber match, so to speak here?
I think I have to lean Buffalo, but I think it'll be tight. I just think more explosive, and I've been a little disappointed in New England.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Run defense the last 3 or 4 weeks. They got gouged by the Colts. They got gouged by the Dolphins, who don't actually have that great of a running game. But Duke Johnson did something. So I think I'd lean Buffalo. I'm a defense guy. So, and New England's defense, after playing well all season, is kind of slumped in the last 4 games.
And Buffalo's defense has started to tight things up. You can just see they're starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabriel Moranci. We're talking football with one of the best in the business. Backs football guru, Russell X. Baster kicking it with us. The countdown to kickoff is on 6 wild card games. 5 of them are rematches. The Cowboys and the Niners are the only teams that didn't play. So time always flies, Russ, when you're on the show with us. So let's get down to business here. Tom Brady, does he have another run in him right now? Is there... You know, he's always shocked the world, and he's always sort of, he's motivated himself with that nobody believes in us, and, you know, people don't think I can do this again. And quite frankly, there's a lot of that talk right now when you consider Chris Godwin's not there, AB no longer there right now. They just don't have the same weapons and the same dynamic that they did last year. But it's still Tom Brady, it's still the playoffs, and nobody's gotten rich betting against this guy at this time of the year, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And listen, he's put up enormous numbers this year. I know we have 17 games and all that, so I understand that. But he has put up enormous numbers. He's really been the catalyst. It's funny because I don't think Tampa's defense really progressed from a year ago. They kind of look like the defense that we saw at the beginning of last year, and they kind of look like that – all year. I mean, teams have been able to move the ball on them and score points on them. Okay, so they still have the flair for the big play. They still have Devin White, and they just got back a bunch of guys, you know, from COVID, Lavonte David and company. But it, you know, it's like playing the Montreal Canadiens for the Stanley Cup. Okay,
I love the reference. I love old school '70s reference here.
Right, they're in, so you've got to be wary of them. Okay, and what Brady's been able to do, and even last year, well, Brady wasn't super sensational, but they got hot at the right time. So does that happen again? Is the field a little, you know, little deeper this year?
Do you think Philadelphia can score on them?
Excuse me?
Do you think the Eagles can score on them?
Yeah, the Eagles, listen, they played, 28-22 on a Thursday night in Philadelphia earlier this year.
Yeah.
So.
And the Eagles are better now than they are then as well, right? Sirianni started to figure it out more.
The thing that's interesting that I've seen from Tampa in the last maybe 4 or 5 weeks is they traditionally, you know, previous to this year, they were number one against the run 2 years in a row. Teams have been able to run on them, and that's, you know, that's kind of surprising. But Tom Brady's going to attempt to do something that's never been done, okay, which I'll be writing about later this week, shameless plug. Okay? And this might surprise some people, Gabe. No player has ever led the NFL in passing yards and won the Super Bowl the same year.
Wow. You know what? It almost doesn't surprise me in a sense, but it's amazing. I say wow that I'm sure Tom Brady's aware of that, and it's just another reason to motivate him, right? So it's just another record that he can set. Hey, listen, when you've done everything you've done, you need milestones. And he said last year, he admitted after us, he said, what was the motivating factor? And he said, you know, it kind of bothered me that Peyton Manning was the only guy that ever won a Super Bowl with two different teams. he said it openly, I wanted to join him.
And let me understand what I mean by that. The first four Super Bowls were AFL and NFL. I understand that, okay? But neither the AFL representative in passing yards or the NFL representative in passing yards. What I do is I, in other words, those first 4 years, take the pro football leader, okay?
Yeah.
With most between the two leagues. And it still doesn't hold up. I mean, listen.
That's amazing. But you know what? I always say this, Russ, like, I'm sure you're a big numbers guy, and you crunch them every week after. I don't know. Generally, if you look at the quarterback that threw for 380, they're probably on a losing team, right? How many winning quarterbacks throw for 220, 240, et cetera? I've always been a belief that, you know, it's sort of like defensive pass yards given up. I think it's deceptive. Yeah, if you're leading every week, you're going to give up pass yards. So it somewhat doesn't surprise me that the guy, that's amazing. It's almost proof right there, right? So that's amazing. The leading pass yard guy hasn't won a Super Bowl.
I think it's more surprising, Gabe, I'll say this. It's more surprising it hasn't happened in 55 years.
Yes.
Than it is.
You figure, yeah. I know you figure. The broken clock is right twice a day, right?
We're not talking about a franchise record of the Houston Texans. Okay?
Yeah. We're talking about the entire league. Yeah.
And it hasn't happened. I mean, sometimes these guys don't even make Jameis Winston 1 year led to, you know, no playoffs. Last year, I think it was Deshaun Watson, no playoffs. So you're right. It's a lot of it sometimes comes when you're behind and garbage time. The key is balance. And, you know, they were able to ride their defense and some time. Listen, if you go back and look at Brady's numbers in the postseason last year, they were not. It wasn't like he pulled a Joe Flacco and threw 11 touchdown passes and no interceptions and so on.
No, there were a lot of interceptions, actually.
Yeah, he threw 3 picks in the second half of the NFC title game. So, listen, this league now is a lot more about complementary football than it ever has been.
Russell S. Baxter kicking it with us. So, Russ, I am a Bills fan, and obviously I'm looking forward to Saturday night, although with some trepidation, obviously. But, you know, we're talking about Tom Brady in the postseason. It's an easy game against Bill Belichick. But I got to tell you, this game, the San Francisco-Dallas game, is the one that just sort of, wow, what a matchup that this game is. And I couldn't help but just think about, you know, the rivalry in the early 90s or the mid-90s, I should say, when it was like an all-out bidding war. And it was almost like college, right? Players were like going back and forth and in a transfer portal between these teams. Like, all right, no, now these guys are all in for the Super Bowl. But really really fun game. And San Francisco, you talked about it, Russ. This playoffs, a lot of teams have sort of had roller coaster seasons, maybe underachieved at times. But I think always, sort of like the Chiefs, that were not concerned about whether they covered a point spread in October, but how they were playing right now. This is a really fun football game. I've been saying it every night, so I'm going to repeat it again. I like the Niners to upset the Cowboys here.
It's almost hard to believe. Think about this for a second. The Niners went 2-4 in the division this year. They got swept by the Cardinals and swept by the Seahawks, and yet they managed to beat the division champion twice. That's what you would call a roller coaster season. Okay, we saw them a couple weeks ago on a Thursday night.
You could call clutch, too. Is it clutch? Is that a good way of putting it? Like they get it done when they have to.
Yes. For the most part, you know, they made it.
Well, look at the Cowboys. What do you make of the Cowboys? They sweep the division, but look how weak that division is. And then the Eagles didn't even play anybody in the last game. So I only really count 5 of those 6 wins. And, you know, Washington were down, and the Giants are a train wreck.
Well, the Cowboys were 6-0 against the division and 6-5 outside the division. So, I mean, they lost home games to the Broncos and the Raiders earlier this year and so on. So they were, again, their defense is better, but I don't think their defense is great. They've gotten big years out of Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs. But obviously, if you watch them, you can certainly move the ball against them and get into the end zone and so on. So this one has the makings of a, you know, I don't know. I might as well throw it out there. Okay, Niners are down 27-21. Got to drive a link. Never mind. We've already seen that. but I, listen.
For everybody in Texas tuning in right now, ready for a heartbreaking loss last second.
Well, it's funny. We didn't see much from these two clubs as far as a rivalry in the previous decade. But, you know, you had them in the 1970s. They were against each other in the playoffs 3 years in a row. The 81 championship game, which is one of the legendary games. And then in 92, 93, 94, 3 straight NFC title games. So the thing about the Cowboys that's interesting is even though they don't have big rivalries with some of the teams they had 10, 20, 30 years ago, those you can bet the over on Cowboys 49ers playoff highlights during the telecast on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, there's some great history. So, Russ, we've literally got 2 minutes here, and there's 2 games left. There's the Sunday nighter with, 2 Hall of Fame quarterbacks, one certain, and, of course, Mahomes and Roethlisberger. And then the Monday nighter, an NFC West special with Arizona and Los Angeles. 2 minutes. Russ, what are your thoughts on those games?
Well, I mean, Pittsburgh pulled a Houdini getting in. And just played the Chiefs a couple weeks ago and were embarrassingly bad. Kansas City's defense, rock and roll this year, up and down, Gabe. And think about the last couple weeks, okay? They beat the Chargers 34-28 in overtime. Joe Burrow threw for 460-plus yards against them. They were down to Denver last week, and Denver was going in, fumbled.
It seems like there's been some leaks, huh, Russ? They tightened things up earlier in the year. Yeah, they tightened things up earlier in the year. They were playing good defense when the offense was struggling. But as you just said, it seems like the last 3 weeks, the Chiefs' defense is starting to show some leaks.
Yeah, and that's the only way Pittsburgh has to run the ball against them. They got to get a big effort from Najee Harris. They can't turn over the football. They can't be as sloppy as they were the last time. Pittsburgh went in the last time. In fact, funny enough, the last time Pittsburgh won a playoff game was 5 years ago in Kansas City against Andy Reid's team, and that was obviously Alex Smith. Pittsburgh kicked 6 field goals. They never scored a touchdown in the game.
Russ, we've got 1 minute left. Monday night football. What's the storyline that what stands out to you about the Monday nighter on the way out here?
Well, the Rams had their little bump in the road and then lost this week. Sean McVay never blows a halftime lead, and that happened. The Cardinals were 7-0, okay? And what did they lose? 6 of their last 10? So it's hard to predict which one of these teams are going to say. McVay's always kind of had the Cardinals number, okay? He did lose to them earlier this year, but before that, the Rams had won the last 8 games in the series. So does Arizona have somebody to block Aaron Donald? Can Matthew Stafford do something he's never done? And that's win a postseason game, all those years with the Lions and so on. I will point out this, and I know it's quote-unquote technically a Monday night game, and I don't think I'm missing anything, Gabe. Go back to 1977. The league did not want to play on Christmas. They played on Sunday Christmas. They played Saturday playoff games. They played two Monday playoff games in 1977.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Cowboys, Bears, Rams, Vikings. Just throwing it out there.
Wow. That's right. He's the historian. We're here. They're playing on Monday night. What the hell's going on? Russ Baxter, you're the best, Russ. Always a pleasure. Enjoy the games. We'll catch up with you down the road.
You got it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello?
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. Well, what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Late Night Anger Management Cross. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. SiriusXM Channel 159, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. We're kicking it. Sports Grid Radio Network's countdown to kickoff is on. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about the quarterbacks and this and that. And it's a lot of quarterbacks making their playoff debuts this weekend. But there's a lot of experience in the league, right? Carr's been around forever. I don't think Carr's really going to be a rattle because it's a playoff game. Listen, these games, the players get jacked up during the national anthem, and, you know, once the game gets going, and, you know, it just becomes another game. But what I do find interesting is, so Mac Jones, the rookie quarterbacks have not done well in the playoffs, all right? Rookie quarterbacks are 9-18. 9-18 in their first playoff game, which is not a great percentage. Mac Jones going into to Buffalo to knock off the Buffalo Bills. Now, so you got a bunch of guys playing in their first game. It's amazing too. We talk about Derek Carr. Derek Carr's been in the league like 8 years, and then we get into Tom Brady. Just to put in perspective, like Tom Brady, like it's It's numbing when you look at his numbers compared to like just what he's accomplished in the postseason. Tom Brady has played in 45 postseason games. So to put that in context, guys, so think about how long, like Tom Brady's what, his 20 years of career, whatever. So think about it. Like he's moving in right now on, so it was 16 game seasons, now it's 17. So generally it would be what, 48 games, like three seasons of football, 48 games, now it's 17, whatever. Like this guy has played like 3 years nearly a playoff. Like think about like an extra 3 years worth of football games just in the playoffs alone. So like when you talk about, yeah, he's been in the league for 20 years. Yeah, 20 years plus 3 years of playoff games like that you tack on. Like the dude's got like a mini career just in the playoffs. So for the record, Tom Brady's played in 45 playoff games. He's won 34 of them. He's the NFL postseason all-time leader in games played in the playoffs, 45. Wins in the playoffs, 34. Passing yards in the playoffs. Tom Brady has thrown for 12,449 yards in the playoffs in his career. 83 touchdown passes, 7 Super Bowl titles, 5 Super Bowl MVPs, and 1 of 2 starting quarterbacks to win Super Bowls with 2 different teams. Of course, Peyton Manning being the other. That's what drives a lot of these other guys. You know, that's what drives like a guy like Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. When you hear like these star quarterbacks that should be happy with the team, and you know they, and you hear rumors about them wanting to play elsewhere. I think they're driven by that challenge to try to win a Super Bowl somewhere else and really add to their legacy. But the thing is, Wilson and Rodgers, you guys only won once. You want to add to your legacy, win again, and then we're on the team that you're on. But just, yeah, mind-numbing, man, when you look. And you got Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts in his first, Jalen Hurts rolling in here in his first playoff start against Tom Brady. So rookie quarterbacks, 9-18, Mac Jones goes into Buffalo. And the thing with Mac Jones is he's good. Yet, I think the media got a little bit caught up in it a little bit too much. You knew that Mac Jones landed in the perfect spot for that offense, and he was the perfect quarterback. You know, like, basically, as I stated when they drafted, I said, Mac Jones can make all the throws that Tom Brady made. Now, it doesn't mean he has the poise and that it factor that Tom Brady has. But, like, as far as, like, making the throws, Cam Newton couldn't, right? Like, Cam Newton's not a quick release, sort of quick hit, you know, dump off quarterback. And Jones is. But at the same point in time, I don't think Mac Jones can beat Josh Allen in a situation like this. It's up to it's paramount that the Buffalo Bills do not fall behind and let Belichick then guide the team to victory. Because that, you know, that's what it comes down to. Another thing that's paramount as well, that the Buffalo Bills do not let anybody near anything. And I'm being serious. I'm being serious. There's a video and from a podcast today from some Bronco players. All right, so this is from Bronco players, retired guys. So they have nothing to, you know what I mean? It was actually like really like, wow. Like these guys are really, really admitting stuff. So a bunch of dudes that were on the Broncos at the time. I'm going to get you the exact quote and stuff, but they were on a show and they were talking like, it looked like a cool show. It's like NFL players just talking, former players talking to each other. And Buddy said, you know, when we were on the Broncos, when McDaniels used to tell us, listen, if this guy does this, then you do that. Like basically he said that McDaniels used to tell them like every play that the other team had all the time. And he said, wow, man, this is unbelievable. This guy really does great, great scouting, right? So he told, you know, basically even he and other guys in the room were nodding and laughing about it and stuff, right? And he was telling a story about how McDaniels told him, listen, if they're going to do this, if they set up like this, I guarantee you, I promise you, right? That's the head coach telling a linebacker, basically. He goes, I promise you, if you line up there, as soon as you see that, turn around and sprint down the field. And he goes, you're either going to get an interception or it's going to hit you in the back of the head. right? So he's like, wow, man, this guy's really like on top of stuff. So McDaniels is like knows everything all the time. And they're 6-0. They're 6-0. And then he says, you know, in week 7, I think it was San Francisco they played, and he said the Niners weren't that good. And he goes, we should have beaten them. And he goes, we didn't win. And he sadly, you know what I mean? Like, we were kind of whatever. We kind of sucked that day and stuff. And he goes, we found out that McDaniels basically got caught. That the Broncos had, like, the Broncos had someone secretly filming the opposition's practices. And basically, so they went 6-0. And then he said they finished the season 2-0, like they finished, they won 2 more games the rest of the year. And he said McDaniels got fired. It was like a mini spy gate, but no one knew about it type of thing. So it really is true. Like, you know what I mean? We had like a big time guest on once. I forget his name. Sort of one of these NFL scout type guys. And he got really upset at me because I basically insinuated that Belichick is great, but he's been cheating. And look, dude, last year he had, like, his meth-head-looking son, like, walking around, like, but when the Bills were warming up before. Remember the Bills coaches were like, get the hell out of here, man. Like, I'm dead serious. It's a great video. I'm going to retweet it. I'll find it on Twitter, and I'll retweet it. But this is no ifs, ands, or buts. These are players that played for McDaniels, and another guy in the room was saying, well, he learned all this from Belichick, right? So that's and then they were saying that's why McDaniels never leaves and goes anywhere. That he just stays in New England now. Because he got busted cheating before, essentially. And so if you're the Buffalo Bills, I'm not even being like this isn't a radio bit or anything like that, or in some sort of shtick. I'm telling you right now, the Patriots will like take any advantage they can get. Like, I'd go in complete lockdown. I'd go, like, China coronavirus style. Like, just shut down the town. Everyone, you know what I mean? There's a curfew. You can't move. No one can move in Buffalo unless you're a Bills fan. You got a Bills Mafia, unless you're a Bills fan. You got a Bills Mafia badge. Then you're allowed to advance. Looking forward to the Saturday night game. I do think the Bills are going to get it done here. I do think that the moment will be. I just think the Bills defense is going to show up. Look, these two teams have played twice, and really the Bills were like kind of, you know, the Bills should have won that win game in the windy stuff. The Bills offense sputtered in the red zone. They were terrible. They don't. When they played again, you saw the Bills beat them by double digits, and they handled them rather easily. There's nothing easy about playing against Bill Belichick. But the Buffalo Bills are a better team, and this is it for the Buffalo Bills. It's pretty crazy how the windows and the opportunities seem like it's almost like in life itself for everybody. You don't have to be an NFL player that you think, I can do it tomorrow. I can do it later. I'll do it next year. I've always wanted to go there. I've always wanted to do this vacation. I've always wanted to ask that girl out. I'll do it later. Well, later, you know, later gets here fast. And I know it sounds crazy, but if you look at the Buffalo Bills, like, how is this window going to be open forever? Yeah, like Josh Allen is under contract, and Josh Allen is going to be a good quarterback for a while still. But at the same point in time, Josh Allen makes a lot of money now. Stuff happens, right? I don't want to say this is it for the Buffalo Bills because it's not. But this is an opportunity. Right, this you know, you look at the AFC, and if the Buffalo Bills play their best football, they will go to the Super Bowl. Right, they need to play their best football 3 weeks in a row. Right, they need to beat New England, which I think they can. Then they would play the Kansas City Chiefs. Right, they lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Conference Championship game last year, but they went back to Kansas City and they smoked them this year. I think the Bills are not as intimidated. You know, it's one of those deals where, like, the Bills sort of, like, thought that they could beat Kansas City when they went in there. And Stephon Diggs even said after, he said, we weren't ready for the moment. Now the Bills know. It's like, nah, we beat these guys. We played them. Like, they're not, you know, it's not the boogeyman. We can beat them. And I've got confidence the Bills can beat the Chiefs. And as far as the Titans are concerned, the Titans could get knocked off at any time. I get it. They're dangerous. They're the one seed. They're going to get Derrick Henry back and all that. But at the same point in time, the Buffalo Bills lost to the Titans earlier this year in a game that the Bills were the much better team in. All right. I don't know how the hell the Bills lost that game. Like, the Bills dominated the game. The wheels fell off. And then they were about to score late, and Josh Allen literally fell on a fourth and goal. I didn't like the play call. I didn't like the play calls late, but it was one of those deals where it's like, really? You guys just blew this? Now, it happens in the National Football League, but I do believe that the Buffalo Bills are the best team. I think the Bills are going to go to the Super Bowl. I'm starting to buy in. Bills versus the Green Bay Packers. Bills versus the Packers. Because, you know, listen, San Francisco, I think San Francisco are going to knock Dallas off, but then they'd have to go to Green Bay. And I don't think they're going to knock off Green Bay in Green Bay. I know they did a couple of years ago. That game was in the Bay Area. And Aaron Rodgers, for whatever reason, doesn't play well when he goes home. Like, he hasn't played well in the Bay Area before. Like, Rodgers has a lot of bad memories at home. Like, he's lost a few big-time games in the Bay Area before. This time, it's not in the Bay Area. The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Can we just kick these games off or what? Let's do it. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. Take me, Gene. Countdown to kickoff. Can't get here soon enough. So we're just talking about the Buffalo Bills. It's going to be time. Listen, I guess we'll do it on Friday night. We'll give our predictions for the playoffs, how we think it'll play out all the way through. So, game by game, all the way through to the Super Bowl. And why do we do this? Not for fun. Wait, you think we're having fun? You see anyone laughing? Not for fun, but to sort of scope out the landscape as far as the futures are concerned, right? We discussed this with Teddy last week when he said, oh, I don't care what the seeds are. I said, well, I do because I'm betting on futures. So, these seeds actually kind of matter after when figuring out who's going to play who. And the way things will work out here If the Buffalo Bills win and the Chiefs win, so as people both expect, and I think both these things are going to happen, then it's going to be Buffalo at Kansas City. Then you're going to have the Raiders and the Bengals winner is going to go to Tennessee. And I think it's going to be the Bengals. And I think the Bengals versus the Titans is a great game. And an incredibly, listen, those teams are so similar, man. You know, you got Joe Burrow. Okay, you got Tannehill. All right, you got Mixon. Yeah, you got Derrick Henry. Oh, you got A.J. Brown. You got Julio Jones. Yeah, whatever, man. We got Jamar Chase. And we got T. Higgins. We got Boyd. You know what I mean? Like, they're very evenly matched teams. And I think Cincinnati could go in there and beat them, actually. Because Tennessee would be off for a little while. Like, Cincinnati win this game, they could get dialed up. Joe Burrow's dangerous, man. You know what? Like I said, we'll give our final predictions. But, if this plays out the way I think it could, I think Buffalo will win. Then Buffalo will go into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs. That's right. And beat the Chiefs. And if the Bengals beat the Titans, it's the Bengals versus the Bills in the AFC Conference Championship game. Thanks to our guests. Thanks to our crew. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.